Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today.
I came here to be a part of winning. You know, I think I've started to settle in.
They'll put it in the air, and game time is officially underway.
And this could be a lethal combination.
Lillard, and it goes!
I know who I am, I know what I'm here to do, and I know how to do it.
Damian Lillard, three-pointer fly. And he's got another one! Damian Lillard doing what he does!
Well, it appears it is always Dame time, no matter the time zone that he's playing in. Welcome to NBA Today. He is Richard Jefferson playing with Chinne Agumake's
Director
notes.
Tommy, why did you have me sit next to him?
She don't have any more notes.
It's the adult in the conversation.
Her notes are gone too.
Kendrick Perkins is here with me as well. We're going to dive further into Damian Lillard's debut in just a little bit, but we need to start with a matchup we don't get very often. We don't get to see LeBron James and Kevin Durant. We haven't in 5 years in the regular season, and we got to see them last night. So let's start in Crypto.com Arena. Chinne, I hope you don't need your notes for this one.
I don't. Richard does.
LeBron James getting set here. We're going to pick this one up in the third quarter because, remember, no Bradley Beal, no Devin Booker in this one, Zach. So it was all Kevin Durant. 30 points through the first three quarters, 15 points in the third.
A lot of heavy lifting, too. All 10 eyes on Kevin Durant. He still managed to shoot 50%, put up numbers. Just didn't have enough help. We still haven't seen the real Phoenix Suns yet.
Maybe we have not seen the real Phoenix Suns, but we did see crunch time for the Lakers. Down 10 with just over 10 minutes to go. This is what we were waiting for from Anthony Davis, Big Perk.
Absolutely. He established himself well in the paint, in the trenches, getting down and dirty, sealing with a purpose, setting good screens, and look at this.
Okay.
I see you, young fella.
Get him with the old man game.
I see you, young fella.
Everyone's just making noises.
He said, what year? But take a look at this. Kevin Durant gets the bucket to go. And then once again, the Suns, it was all KD in the fourth quarter. And one. Kevin Durant here, he passes Hakeem Olajuwon for 12th on the NBA all-time scoring list. Mama Wanda Durant is loving the moment, Big Perk. All tied up, just over a minute to go. LeBron James says, what minutes restriction, and gets all the way to the cup.
I think he said, what defense? He wasn't talking about, again, we're going to follow this up right here. Look, everyone talked about it. That's going to be the number one issue when they are 100% healthy. Their offense is going to have to be their best defense when they're fully loaded.
And no one wants to get in front of LeBron James with momentum.
No.
Lakers get the win 195. So much was made right about Anthony Davis's second half struggles against the Nuggets in the Lakers season opener. But last night, I mean, he was clutch in the fourth. He outscored the entire Suns team in the final frame 13-11, was perfect. A 7-for-7 from free throws in that quarter. Here's LeBron on Anthony Davis getting the bounce back.
We don't give a about criticism about AD. We don't care. Nothing bothers us, nothing. AD doesn't care. I don't know if guys have figured that out. AD does not care. He's not on social media, so he doesn't see none of the crap. He rarely talks unless it's to us, so we don't give a about it, and he definitely doesn't. He's going to do his job, and we're happy to have AD.
All right, so Zach, you've talked about wanting to maybe get off the roller coaster that is the up and down of Anthony Davis, but is this the version that they're going to need if they want to get one of those top seeds in the Western Conference?
So let me just clarify. Is AD awesome again? Do we all agree he's awesome now? Now he's awesome again. Look, AD had 30 points. They'd love to get 30 points from every night. One reason he got 30 points last night, A, like Perk said, anytime he had a guard like Eric Gordon was on him in that post-up, boom, right to the block. He didn't have that much against Denver. But last night, LeBron, 18 pick and rolls, First game, 5. So that's almost 4 times as many. Most of those with AD. You put LeBron and AD in a two-man action with shooting around them. He's going to get some buckets diving to the rim, some offensive rebounds, some free throws, some in-rhythm jumpers. Look what happened. 30 points, a little more efficiency. Anthony Davis is really good.
Yeah, when Anthony Davis plays well, it is not a one-sided affair. Last year when he was on the floor, the Lakers had the best defense in the NBA. And let's talk about the fourth quarter because everyone wants to talk about the points. No, it was the stops. I mean, we're going to see the highlights here, but being able to hold the Suns to 11 fourth quarter points, also forcing 9 turnovers, that's what they need because it's going to take a while for the Lakers to figure their offense out. But they will need to have their defense each and every night to compete, and that starts and ends with AD.
So the thing is, LeBron and Anthony Davis, they had to play, right, the entire fourth quarter to mount a comeback to beat an already shorthanded Suns team. The Suns only had 2 points scored in the fourth quarter by someone who was not named Kevin Durant, right? So are you, Kendrick Perkins, after seeing that performance, even though the Suns were shorthanded, feeling better or worse? Richard is extra annoying today about the Los Angeles Lakers.
I feel the same. They're still a top 6 seed in the Western Conference. Do I have them picked as the favorite currently constructed? No. They beat a depleted Suns team without 2 of their stars in Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Now, I will say this, it is alarming that LeBron James had to play the entire fourth quarter. That is a problem for the simple fact that he had to play the point guard position because D'Angelo Russell has been stinking it up that bad. And in order to get, listen, we've been talking about Anthony Davis and about, you know, his production, but you got to find a way to get Anthony Davis easy buckets. When they won the championship in the bubble, Rajon Rondo was finding a way to get Anthony Davis easy buckets, whether it was lob threats, pick and pops, whatever the case may be. It's the same thing with LeBron James. And last year we saw it with Dennis Schroeder. If I'm the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I might be looking to trade for James Harden. James Harden wants to go to the Clippers, but to be honest with you, James Harden to the Lakers makes the most sense for Anthony Davis. If you want to get him good, easy looks like James Harden did for Joel Embiid last season, how about trading for him? I think you can start trading around, what, December 15th if you're trying to throw in D'Angelo Russell. If I'm the Lakers, right, and if I'm James Harden, I will reconsider just picking the Clippers and actually want to get to L.A. to be in with the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Rui Hachimura not until January 15th. What do you think, Zach?
Get Bobby Marks on here for the cap. It's like the deal is either D'Lo plus Rui or D'Lo plus Gabe Vincent plus some other stuff after December 15th.
Sure.
And look, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Ooh. Say it. Say it.
Perk, I don't think that's crazy.
Say it.
Wait. Let me, one more thing. Here's the thing. The Lakers, last season, their half-court offense was bad. Regular season bad, playoffs bad.
Okay.
So far, also bad. Eked a win over a depleted Phoenix Suns team. Lakers are really good. I have them as one of the 6 or 7 teams that can win the title. They cannot win the title with a bad half-court offense. They have to figure it out one way or another. I don't think
one
it's going to be with James Harden, but it does address the issue, Perk, with your feet on the table.
Okay,
really quickly. To your point.
I can't take anything you say seriously.
Well, no, no one should ever. That's the whole point of this whole thing. Look, my thing is this. When we saw with Russell Westbrook and you see the inconsistencies with Anthony Davis, the Lakers knew about this 2 years ago. We need a third superstar. That's why they went and got the wrong superstar, but they looked and said, Anthony Davis is going to be like this on the offensive end. You talked about him not getting those touches against the Denver Nuggets. Well, that's Aaron Gordon. That's Jokic. He's not posting up against Eric Gordon. He's not going to get those post touches against great defensive teams. That's what he's going to need to do if they're going to win a championship. He's got to be great against the likes of Giannis and Brooke Lopez and Jokic and Anthony Davis, not Eric Gordon. And look, he should dominate them. That's what he did. But when you get a third superstar like James Harden, now the kind of inconsistencies can kind of off balance because you know LeBron is Mr. Consistency in some way, shape, or form. So that's why they went and got a third superstar because of the inconsistencies that we're already seeing right now early on in the season. But defensively, he's always there. It's the offense that becomes a bit inconsistent.
It's not about going to get a third superstar.
Well, James Harden's a third superstar.
It's about going to get a third playmaker that's going to put AD in.
That's what they tried to do.
Hold up. Last year, what did we see? As much work as Jokic put in for his team, Does he not get easy buckets? He do get easy buckets. You know why? Because him and Jamal Murray two-man game is that special. When Jamal Murray is coming off a dribble handoff, so if he's coming off the pick and roll, he's coming off with a purpose. He's drawing two. We seeing those behind-the-back passes to Jokic for the wide-open three-point shot.
Is James Harden a third superstar?
Richard,
he's not a superstar.
But he needs to be a star in his role for the Lakers potentially. And I'm agreeing with Zach, which means I'm agreeing with Perk, because it's about being a playmaker. Mm-hmm. The Lakers in their first two games, they averaged 23.5 assists.
Yep.
You know what that would have been last year? Last season, that would be 26th in the NBA. That's not good enough.
So here's
you need
what
a point
the
guard.
Deal potentially could look like.
Uh-oh,
if you say, right, it could be something like D'Lo, Rui Hachimura, and Cam Reddish for James Harden. Or
now do it.
It could
do
be
it.
Something like
do it.
D'Lo, Gabe Vincent, Torian Prince, Jalen Hood, Shafino.
All right, so I'm going to pump. Now I'm going to pump.
That's how the numbers
can
work.
We,
I'm not
all
advocating
I'm gonna
for
say
it.
Is, all I'm going to say is this.
Or against.
I think the idea is not crazy. I think the idea is not crazy.
Okay.
It's been two games. Let's just say, like, but if this continues, like, if their half-court offense is not good because they don't have enough creation, they are going to have to do something. And maybe that something is Austin Reeves has the last 40 games like he had last season and becomes that third guy. Maybe Gabe Vincent blows up. We'll see. Yeah.
And you only do this, by the way, if Vando's healthy.
But,
right? Like, you have to have
but him. Malika, Zach just said an important thing. You said it's been two games. That's the point. Like, they had a minute plan for LeBron James, and it's been two games since they had to throw that out the window to clear up the point guard position.
I agree with that.
Well, and we all knew that that wasn't necessarily going to last all that long. All right, still to come on NBA Today, we have more from the Western Conference, my full exclusive conversation with Stephen Curry and De'Aaron Fox before they square off tonight in Sacramento. Hear what they had to say about their budding NorCal rivalry. Plus, Perk. Dame time. I mean, it was fully brewing in Milwaukee, my friend. Did Giannis and Dame prove that they are the best in the East? Oh, and I hear we may have a big list, my friend.
Yes, Friday.
I'm excited for that. Plus, Zach has four phones, Richard. I don't know if you knew about that. He has all of them out right now as he is scanning the QR code. Who won the week? Who is it that you think? Which player had the best week? We will reveal the results at the end of the show. You're watching NBA Today.
You got a plug phone, Zach? You got a plug phone?
Burner phone.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
So who can stop Steph Curry?
Hopefully we'll never find out.
Three-pointer. Bang! Scoop layup is up. That's good. Puts it in. Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown. A 50-point game seven.
One of the greats of all time showed us once again what he's capable of doing as he chases his fifth ring.
Hey, my friends, welcome back to NBA Today, where we are hours away from a rematch of last year's seven-game first-round showdown between the Warriors and the Kings. And I caught up with Steph Curry and De'Aaron Fox, and even though their preseason matchup, it was awesome. It was a taste of what we're hoping to see again tonight. We had to start with reliving Steph's 50-piece in Game 7. I'm glad you brought up that Game 7, that series. I want to get
in a 50-point Game 7.
One of the greats of all time showed us once again what he's capable of doing.
So after Game 7, Steph hangs 50 on you guys. And you and I were talking afterwards, and you told me, I've never seen something like that up close, like the intensity, the focus that Steph brought. Can you just bring me back to that moment and what you learned watching that battle, being a part of that battle?
And we all talked about it. He showed his greatness. If he has 30, we win that game. Like, if you have a really good game, we win that game. But he had a great game, and it kind of just taught you that. I mean, we saw them 11 times last year. Like, it's ridiculous seeing people that many times. And this is my first time in the playoffs. I'm like, dog, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of seeing Wiggins. I'm tired of seeing Steph. I'm tired of seeing Clay. I'm tired of seeing Draymond. But it was a fun experience for me. Just because we're cool off the court doesn't mean we're going to give anything on the court. And it was great that I was able to experience that.
It is rare that two star players from opposing teams are sitting next to one another, but this is for a special occasion. What's going on?
I'm the very first Curry Brand athlete. Wow. And I'm extremely excited about the opportunity that he's given me. And I want to take this, obviously, individual. I want to continue to grow, but also I want to help his brand as well. So there's a mutual respect and a mutual agreement that we have, and we want to be able to grow this together.
No, this is definitely a special occasion. You know, I've been rocking, Curry Brand Under Armour since 2013, and Curry Brand's been in existence since 2020. But to be able to partner with somebody like D-Fox while we're still competing, while we're still battling. And so for me, like, to be sitting next to him to understand what this opportunity really means and allow him to, take it and run with it is a dream come true for me, because there's no better guy than him.
Throughout the playoffs, this happened a lot. Like, we would show our team would show the shoes, and they're like, oh, he's wearing Steph, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I'm gonna bust his ass in there. that's how I'm thinking about it. Like, they're like, oh, you see someone with your shoes on, you like, I got him. I'm like, well, what if you see someone with your shoes on and they're coming at you? So it's like, it's kind of a mind game on both sides, I feel like. And I'm like, I'm trying to play it on this side.
Steph's got it. The three to win the game. Got it!
You are 25. You are 35. What do you feel like you have left, and what do you feel like he's going to carry?
For as long as I'm gonna keep bouncing the ball, like, you wanna be in a position where you can chase in championships. That's the only thing that matters, all the individual accolades. Like I've always said my whole career, come out of, your commitment to winning and preparing yourself to embrace whatever challenges of that season. Looking back at my career when I was 25, and, he's already been an all-star. Chasing that level every single year is such a rush. It's such a competitive energy that you want to hold on to for as long as you can. So I don't know what his resume is going to look like when it's over, but I know it's going to be one he's probably going to print out and hang on his wall when it's all said and done, because that's what he puts into the game. We're both chasing champions. I know we're in the same conference and, playoff series, whatever the case is, but chasing greatness, right? That's what it is, and, I got a 10-year head start on it.
Cat, Steph, and De'Aaron Fox face off in the second game of our doubleheader as the Warriors, they head to Sacramento. That game will follow another Game 7 rematch when the new-look Celtics host Jimmy Butler and the Heat. NBA Countdown gets it all started at 7 o'clock Eastern. All right, so I'm back here with Kendrick Perkins, with Richard Jefferson, if he chooses to join us. We have two playoff rematches of series that went to 7. So, Perk, I think it is time for a big Perk's big list of big-time bounce-back teams.
It's only right, and I got my people with me today. It's a big Friday. I look good. It's time for a big list. I'm going to Texas. Everything is big in Texas, and everything look good, including this list that's about to look good. Big Perk's big list of bounce-back teams. You know what happened when I go to my son's football game? One of these parents' sons get hit, and I hear one of the mamas in the stands scream, "You better get your lick back!" So this is the teams that better get their lick back. You ready, Malika? I'm gonna drop you a dime. Coming in at number 5. Let's run it.
Oh, I didn't get to do it.
Come on, you good.
Bam!
I need more. Bam! The New Orleans Pelicans, baby. And them old people out there be like, you want some of that catfish, baby? No!
They want wins. The Pelicans started off hot last season. They were one of the top teams in the West, and then they fell off like no limit. Okay, they have to bounce back and get back to who they are, and that's just at least getting into the postseason on the back of Zion Williamson. RJ, bring your energy now. I don't want no stuff out of you.
Okay.
Coming in at number four. Let's run it.
Hold on a second. I want to just say, we're not going to do this list anymore. We're not going to do this list. We're going to switch it up. We're going to show a couple of things a little different. Perch. We're not doing Perch's big list. We're doing Richard's revenge tour. Sorry, Perch. You're going to have to hold on, big fella. I got the jeans on. I got the hoodie on. So you know what that means. It's about the revenge tour. All right. So let me give you my number one team that's going to be on this revenge tour. I'm not going to do any bad, but just show us. Show it to us. Come on. Let's talk about it. Let's bring them up. The Lakers. Look, you can't talk that trash. You can't have them saying all the noise that they were saying all offseason, and then you show up and you do absolutely nothing. They don't do anything. They don't show. They don't put any fight back. Look, Jokic is the best player in the world right now, currently. He has dominated teams. He has dominated series, and he's the defending champion. He's a two-time MVP. So if you're going to do something, the Lakers, that is the team. That is a team that you need to get prepared to be. All right, who's number two on my revenge list?
No,
you don't need
it.
No, we're not doing that. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so this is my thing about the revenge tour. Of all of the teams that we have seen early on a couple of times, and you're just like, all right, well, the Boston Celtics improved. They lose Marcus Smart. But then they add the big fella, Porzingis. Mm-hmm. Then what do? They go and add, come on, Drew Holiday, right? So maybe he's a better version of Marcus Smart. But Miami, they were embarrassing people. They had the Celtics, the most dominant team in the Eastern Conference for the last, like, 10 years. They had them down 3-0, then hit them with the old dangy-dangy and just tease them a little bit. Right, Lou? That's what you do. You dangle it in front of them. Like, oh, come on. Come back. I got you in seven. Go home. Sit there with that Boston. So they are on a revenge tour. That's why they made trades. That's why they got rid of their core, because they needed to do something else. They're on a revenge.
Can I get number one?
All right, big fella. Go ahead. Hit
Here
him with the
go.
Number one.
Bam!
Wow, that was loud. Who's number one?
That's right.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Shout out to the Miami Heat. You put two of these teams on this list, all right? The Milwaukee Bucks, after winning a championship, after doing all things, what did they do? They went out in the first round. Now, I understand that Giannis got hurt, but he played in quite a few of those L's that they took, and his numbers were great, but their team flow was off, so they had to switch it up. They had to send one of his homies off to Boston. So it's just a real big situation. So again, while these are the three teams that should be on a revenge tour, the thing that I like the most is that the Miami Heat put both of these bad boys up here. So, for me, that's what it is. All three of these teams, except for the Lakers, they had to add a couple of key pieces. The Boston Celtics changed their lineup. The Milwaukee Bucks changed their lineup with big players. So, to me, that says that they're on a revenge tour, big
fella. You know what? Usually I'll be mad for you interrupting my segment, but that was so damn good that we're going to just carry on.
There we go.
I appreciate that, Big Perk. Let's carry on then. I really like the Dracula music that's been over this entire segment. Yeah. All right, the Revenge Tour starts tonight.
Like
coming up on NBA Today.
What'd you say? Why are you sweating so much?
Why are you sweating? I got two words for you.
Sweating because you're standing.
Dame time. We've seen this movie before. How Dame took over in the fourth to take down the Harden-less Sixers. Plus, sticking with Philly, could the new player resting policy, could that penalize the Sixers since Harden
Eardless
is not
Was that Eardless Beat?
We discuss Woj is here for that. We play everybody's favorite game. Who said that? Richard, you have yet to win. Let's see if today's your day.
Well,
play
you guys keep giving me the hard ones, man.
Well, what about this, Richard? This isn't that hard. Who won the week? You can take out your phone and scan. Was it Nikola Jokic? Was it Kristaps Porzingis, a new addition with his team? We had some guys get triple doubles. Vote, let us know. America, we will reveal your results at the end of the show.
Am I one of the choices?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! Good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So we got our first look at the new look Bucks last night, and man, they sure did not disappoint. Giannis Antetokounmpo teaming up with Damian Lillard for the first time in the regular season against the 76ers. In the first half, Damian Lillard had 21 points, 5 of 10 from the field. Perk, what you see?
I saw a two-man game that was hard to stop, but Dame have so much space, and he's able to operate because of the shooting of Brook Lopez and money-making Middleton and Pat Connaughton.
Well, this is why they brought Dame in, though, for the fourth quarter, and it was all Giannis, all Dame. Back and forth they go.
Well, these two guys are just going to be absolute problems. Now, look, what I saw from Dame was what Dame always wanted. He wanted IQ. He wanted talent around him. That's going to give him more space. That's going to extend his career and his ability, in my opinion. Look, people talking about travels. Yes, that was a travel.
That's a travel.
That's 100% a travel. That's not what we're talking about. We're not here to break down officials, okay? We're here to break down basketball. And in this game, in this basketball game, Giannis was what he needed to do. We talked about it many years ago. I took some heat because I said he was a Pippen. That's what I took some heat. No, he's Shaq, and now he has his Kobe. He has his late game finisher, 12 for 12 from the free throw line, hitting late threes, doing everything that Giannis has needed.
However, the 76ers, even without James Harden, they hung around. Perk, yesterday you were calling for a big game from Tyrese Maxey. He had just that, a team high 31 points, including a big one right there.
And exactly, and this is the exact reason why they need to leave James Harden exactly where he at home, to let Tyrese Maxey do Tyrese Maxey type things.
Embiid hits the mid-range jumper. He had 24.7 rebounds. Game.
Come on.
The dagger.
Who's better on that left side? Dame or
39 points. The Bucks win 118-117. Let's take a listen to Damian Lillard after the game.
I've had enough conversations with guys, especially with Giannis, where I know I came in knowing what was expected of me. They're encouraging me to be the person to take control and make decisions and, decide what's going to happen in those moments.
You got to build that trust. You know, he has to know that whenever he has the hot hand down the stretch, we're going to find him. And that's what he did tonight. That's what why we were able to get the win.
The Bucks fans, they didn't have to wait very long to see the brilliance of Damian Lillard. He went off for 39 points in his debut. That is the most by any Bucks player
or Portland
in history.
Talk about Portland.
Lillard, he scored 14-39 points in the final 4 minutes of the game. So, Chinua Achebe, what did you see that fueled his performance, my friend?
My goodness, I know everyone is focusing on clutch time, a.k.a. Dame time, but the real thing you should have been watching for was the second quarter with Dame on the floor and Giannis on the bench, because those are game-changing minutes. I mean, look at these numbers right here. The Bucks were plus 15 when it was just Dame in total control. And I want to show you how they got the offense going when Dame had the ball in his hand. All right, the Bucks, they ran horns action. So on this play, you'll see right here, what is horns? Horns means you have two guys ready to screen, and these screens come up towards half court and they're very flat. But it's not just like the screen, it's also the distance. I mean, look how high up this screen is. That's because of Dame's range. Also, look at the fantastic spacing in the corner, which allows Dame to get downhill. He had 17 free throws, 17 for 17 because of plays like this. All right, that was way too easy. So what happens next? Who's in the matchup now defensively? Joel Embiid, okay. You're not gonna get to the rim, but guess what? Now I'm so talented of a scorer, bam. I hit you with my, what is it, Malika? Midi, hit you with a clean midi. So you get to the rim. Now this is the second layer where he's able to knock down a mid-range shot based off of the same horns action play call. But last but not least, it's crazy because this is game one, but we have some trickery. All right, they've been running horns, so what do you do instead? This time, instead of setting two guys up screens, you're gonna have a slip out screen. And what does that create? That creates space. Now, typically, Joel Embiid, when he's right there guarding the three-point line, most players won't shoot that. But this time, you've got Dame. Dame with unlimited range, able to knock down the three. The Bucks historically haven't done well with Giannis on the bench, but let me tell y'all, that might drastically change moving forward, Malika.
Absolutely, because we talked about, Chinua, the fact that Damian Lillard's 39 points were the most by anyone in a Bucks uniform, but they were the fourth most all time. As we say hello to our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, I want to get your thoughts on it. It's only one game, but
the first impression that you had, what people are saying around the league about the pairing up of Damian Lillard and Giannis is what?
Yeah, listen, when you bring Damian Lillard into Milwaukee, the idea is to win a championship. And what you can see now is their counter in the NBA Finals to Jokic and Murray. When you get into the postseason and you get into deeper in series, the ability to play pick and roll over and over and over. I mean, Zach, you saw it last year in Denver when they won the championship. They just went back to that action, and you can just see on night one the idea. Now, it may be more balanced as time goes on, but Giannis just allowing Damian Lillard in his first game for the Bucks to go out and have this kind of night and make it clear to him, we're going to ride you when it's Dame time.
Yeah, look, I thought they just looked okay as a team. And part of that is there were only 11 Dame Giannis pick and rolls last night, according to our stats. That's not very many. There should be more, and there will be more. But you're right. Number one, Giannis said, late game, here you go. It's been my team for a decade. You can have it now late in the game. That's a big deal. And Chiney broke down all the complicated stuff, horns and elbows and this and that. Let me give you a simple moment from last night's game that made me say when I'm watching at home, I sat back in my chair and said, holy bleep. If we could roll the tape of that. This is just Giannis bringing the ball up. Everybody forms a wall. Everybody comes in. Oh, that's Damian Lillard wide open. He misses it, but they get a tip in from Bobby Portis. Damian Lillard coming down on the wing, wide open. It's not Pat Connaughton.
Yeah.
It's not Jay Crowder. No disrespect, as RJ would say to those guys. That's Damian Lillard being like, whoa, this is what it's like to get a wide open catch and shoot three. That scared me a little bit.
When I say no disrespect, I mean a little bit of disrespect.
Oh, everybody knows.
Oh, okay.
Just a teeny tiny bit. But let's shift to the other side of this, because the 76ers, they did not have James Harden, and despite that, they seemed for a minute like they could pull it off. When Joel Embiid went up for that big three, it seemed for a second like, wait, maybe is this going to happen? So if you're Joel Embiid, how frustrated are you, Perk, with this entire situation?
I'm not frustrated because right now the Philadelphia 76ers, they are the third best team in the Eastern Conference. I believe that they will get about 48 to 50 wins this season with the squad that they have without James Harden. I mean, Joel Embiid, he looked like he was ready to play. I didn't see any moping. He got his shot attempts. He got everything that he needed. And he should be smiling from ear to ear watching Tyrese Maxey and what he did last night. So if I'm the 76ers, I feel good. You run the up-paced offense. Nick Nurse is a hell of a coach. Joel Embiid should feel good right now and just embrace this moment and go out there and do what he do as the MVP.
There have been so many chapters in this James Harden saga, but just to remind everyone where we're at, Woj, you reported that the Clippers for now are pressing pause on any of those trade talks. And for now, he is back in Philadelphia and he is training to potentially ramp back up. But the Sixers sort of want to see how serious he is here. But you reported last night that the NBA is looking into Harden not playing in this game since it was a national TV game. So what are they looking into and where does that stand now?
Well, whether this is a violation of the new player participation policy, you're going to hear this all season long when star players miss national TV games or don't play in a back-to-back. There's got to be an excuse. And I think what Philadelphia is telling the league is that we have a 34-year-old player who hadn't practiced with us since October 15th, who we don't want to go out and get a hamstring injury. We don't want to just put him on the court. We want him to come back healthy. The interesting part of this one is going to be part of that participation policy is you have to be present. If you're not playing, they want you present on the bench. They want fans to be able to see you at the game. And in a perfect situation, Harden would be on the trip with the team. But the team wants Harden working out at their facility to get him back sooner, that the value isn't there in putting him on the road just so some fans in Toronto, let's say tomorrow night, you know, he can wave at them. It'll be interesting to see how the league rules on this. Because this rule was not put into place for this situation in Philly. Sure. This is not what it was built around. And there are extenuating circumstances, but it seems like in Philly, part of this rule comes in from Ben Simmons. It seems like it's been a Philly problem. But this doesn't fit a lot of the traditional criteria of why the league put this
in. Woj, that's why I asked you the other day about what was Adam Silver going to get involved with this? Because, like, if the 76ers, you know, Daryl Morey or Nick Nurse is reaching out to James Harden and he's not responding back to him, like, what are they really supposed to do at this moment? Now you come up, now this situation come about and the 76ers feel like they got put in a messed up situation.
Well, But he is back with the team now, right? He's back in Philly. He's working out. And this is what this week has been about for this organization. Is he going to do the ramp up? Is he going to get to the point where he's going to play, where he's going to put on a uniform? And if he doesn't, if something gets in the way of that, then the Sixers have their answer about whether James Harden is serious or not about playing basketball for them this year.
Right, because it's a little bit of a misnomer sometimes that it's better to be with the team than with access to the all-world training facilities, as you guys know much better than even I do. Better to be there than it is to be with the team, especially if you're really in that last final ramp up to play. Woj, thank you so very much. Richard, are you ready?
Well, yeah.
Still to come on NBA Today. It's Richard's favorite game. Who said that? Which NBA player under the age of 25 said they could be the best scorer in the league? Richard hasn't gotten one of these right, but today could be the day.
That's not entirely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
My friends, it's Friday.
Yes, it is.
So let's have some fun. It's my favorite game. It's Richard's favorite game. So let's hit the lights. Give me the music. I get my game show voice, and we get to play Who Said That? We're going to take a look at some quotes that players have said that have caught our attention and asked our esteemed panelists, our esteemed contestants. And Richard, who said that?
Yeah, I got that shot.
You got it?
I picked up
it. All right. Here's the standings after 3 weeks.
So
Richard, the only one you got was tennis.
Well, that's fine. That's 100% fine, but
so
I'm not over.
Who said this? Quote.
You cool with being last?
You ready?
That's how you start, bro. That's how you
on the court. I'm not nice. I don't want to be nice. I don't want to be your friend. Perk. Was it Dylan Brooks? Was it Tyler Hero? Or was it Jordan Poole?
Dylan Brooks is one of the options.
Wait one second. We're moving ahead. We're going. I'm with one of the best young scorers in the league, and I have the potential to be the best scorer in the NBA at some point. That's the quote that we're going with first.
That is
all three of them.
Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole.
Yes.
Is it Jordan Poole?
There we go. That was Tyler Hero, bro.
Tyler Hero. He said that to the Ringer. That he's going to be best, one of the best young scorers in the league. Yes or no, Perk?
No, he's not. I mean,
Did you get any points for that?
Absolutely.
No, he didn't get no points for that.
I totally disagree.
Let's see if I can even get the quote right on this next one. I'm going to try my game show voice one more time. Are you ready?
Come on, Vanna Black.
I am not nice. I don't want to be nice. I don't want to be your friend. Who said this, Richard? Was it Dylan Brooks? Was it Jimmy Butler? Or was it Russell Westbrook?
Great choices. This is tough.
Okay, so this is the thing. I'm going to phone a friend. Colleague. I'm going to phone a colleague. Perk, you got this one?
I got it for you.
Go ahead.
It was Russell Westbrook, the bro.
Was it Russell Westbrook that said
Thank
this?
Thank me later.
That's my
Thank
guy.
Me
that's
later.
My colleague.
Thank
that's my colleague.
Thank
that's
later.
My colleague.
Thank
that's
me later.
My colleague.
I'm not
that's
nice. I don't want to be nice. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to talk. So if that to people feels as though like I'm a mean guy, I take that.
Are we adding photo friend to this?
We just did. Come on now.
So can I do it then?
No.
They
counted.
Don't phone. You ain't phoning right. Nobody over here.
We have one more for the group, and actually this is for Zach. Which hometown announcer?
Ooh, what?
We're shaking it up a little bit. Said this quote after winning one game. Perfection. It is still a possibility. One down, 81 to go. Was it the Clippers announcer? The Hornets? or Orlando Magic.
I know where you're going. I know exactly
First
where you're going.
First of all, I'm one for one, and I want to be undefeated the whole season. So I'm gonna give this my best shot. You've given me the hardest one.
That's not hard.
I'm not going to phone a friend.
No.
I think it's Eric Collins, Charlotte Hornets, play-by-play.
Yeah,
play.
That's
always
easy.
Excited and excited.
Why do y'all give these people the easiest ones?
Two for two.
There you go, Zach.
1,000. There you go, Zach. 1,000.
Perfection is still a possibility. One down, 81 to go.
Yeah.
Back low. The goat of the game.
No, come on. You guys give the lightest ones to
How was that a light one?
No, that was heavy.
That was
don't
not
worry about it.
That was heavy.
There's one announcer.
Don't worry, Rich.
Let me phone a friend. Let me phone a friend.
Coming up next on NBA Today, we're not phoning a colleague, but after watching just one game of Victor Wembanyama, Richard Jefferson, he saw something that every NBA coach is going to have to adjust to. He's going to explain that.
Oh, I can't wait.
The tall guy? That guy?
And have you guys voted yet? Get your phones out. Scan the code. Who won the week?
It's me.
What do you think? If it's not Richard, please vote. We will reveal the results at the end of the show. Thanks for playing along with us. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today, coming to you live from the Seaport Studios, brought to you by Patron. Perfection, it doesn't start with Richard Jefferson, it starts with Patron. And Victor Wembanyama, he aims for perfection. The top overall pick, he struggled with foul trouble, but still, he managed to post 15-5 in the Spurs loss to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Wembanyama, he plays his second career game tonight against Chinne Agumake's Houston Rockets. Now, Richard Jefferson had a front row seat for Victor's debut. You were on the call on Wednesday, Richard. What was your biggest takeaway from this?
Well, my biggest takeaway is I have the most amazing job of all time. I get to get paid to watch games. Look, so it's a pretty good gig. And Victor Wembanyama, he's going to change the league. He's going to just change how you have to play. Now, watch this first clip. He is guarding a non-shooter here.
Yep.
Now, that allows him to play free safety. And if you got an 8-foot wingspan and you're 7'4", that's a mean free safety. Kyrie, one of the best middies in the game. That is a block. And so this is what happened. The Dallas Mavericks, you're going to see it here in the second quarter. Now he's guarding Grant Williams. Now, if he tries to play the same free safety, basically what I'm trying to express to you is he cannot be on the court with a non-shooter. If he's allowed to do that. Now, with the shooter, he's in a bad spot. You can't give up corner threes to NBA teams. So that's what the Dallas Mavericks did. They switched it in the second half. They put a shooter there. So now there wasn't Derrick Jones Jr., so he couldn't play the free safety. That's going to be key. If you're allowing Wembanyama to be free safety, no team in the league is going to benefit from that. No team. So immediately when we talk about changing the game, you can't have a non-shooter on the floor, because if Victor finds his way there, then all of a sudden it's going to cause havoc on every other team's offense.
And that's why you're seeing Godsham God out there with the enormous extensions of his arms trying to say, hey, this is what it means when Victor Wembanyama gets to the league. All right, Richard, it is our friend's last vote. It's their last chance to get their votes in. If you have not, get your phone out. Scan your QR code. Who won the week? We're going to reveal the answers in just 60 seconds.
I still think I should be a writer.
NBA Today is brought to you by Shorzy. New season October 27th, streaming only on Hulu.
Well, Welcome back to NBA Today. What a week it's been. We've had actual games. So as we close out the show, we want to do a little top of the top from opening week. And we are going to start with top dunks. And you know that means
come on.
A little bit of Zion Williamson in this.
Ooh. Who doesn't love some top? Go at the defensive player of the year. That's what we see.
Oh, look at the split.
That's what you love. You get past that first line of defense, catch a body.
This might have been, though, the dunk of the week.
Ooh, oh!
That's definitely the facial of the week.
And then he pushed him off. Watch, he got mad and pushed him.
But the underrated point was the behind-the-back drop-off.
Yeah, get the technical.
Brody snatched the screws off the rim.
Was that Kawhi with a little pass? I don't see that.
Next up, we got some top blocks. We're going to start here.
Ooh, I know which one I'm hyped for.
What are we starting with, Tom? We're starting with Jonathan Isaac, I think, on Jalen Green on this one.
Welcome back, Jonathan Isaac.
Ooh,
Jalen Green went for it.
And it's a stomp.
And didn't get it.
I love this. You know why? Because a lot of young fellas are afraid.
But I love this more, Perk.
Ooh. I want to hear from Zach on this. He was so high on the Atlanta Hawks. How you feeling now?
Why are you taunting me?
That was my top one, the snatch.
Ooh.
And then, of course, Giannis. At this point, though,
is that a steal or a block?
Giannis.
A bleal.
What?
A block and a steal.
That's what we do.
A sock.
A bleal.
A sock. Okay.
What about top daggers here, my friend? We're going to get into that as well. And we need to start with you. You saw this one up close.
Oh, yeah. Hit him with it. Take your time. Step back. He gets to the three. Do a little arm wave. Do a little dance. Can we do your little Luka dance?
Over Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, Texas is his.
Well, and then Donovan Mitchell.
Ooh. When we say D. Mitch.
What
we say, D. Mitch.
What y'all say?
Well, we got a little conversation, but this man is going to be an absolute stud.
You should tell us what it is, but this was the moment of the week right there.
Ooh. So this is what Bucks fans have been waiting for. They wanted a true closer.
That's not a dagger on Philly. That's a dagger on Portland.
And the entire
East. Poor Kelly Oubre has 27 points, and that's all we show for the whole game.
Correct.
That's a dagger on the Trailblazers. Take that with
you. Plays were plays of the week, but we asked America who won the week. What was the performance that stole your heart from opening week? We asked, they answered. The top
opponent. Right.
Wow.
Damian Lillard by a landslide. 64% of our viewers said that it was Dame time that made them say, yep, you know what? This man is a winner. But Zach, I want to know what you think. The winner of the week to you was.
Do I have to go with one of those four, or can I just say whatever I want?
Bro, we got 2 minutes on the show. Come on.
Oklahoma City Thunder go into Chicago, stomp the Bulls, and announce to the world, we are here, we are for real, and it was so bad, the Bulls had a players-only after the first game. They definitely didn't win the week.
Players only meet.
Or Benny. Signs Benny up for the team. Look at that.
Hey, NBA, there's going to be a yard sale in Chicago very soon, everybody.
Wow.
A full-on yard sale.
Wow.
What's a yard sale? Today,
was it the players only meeting that caught you?
No, it was the biggest acquisition of the offseason. The guy who's walking in with the most pressure because there's championship expectations. It's Dame time, y'all. Game one, and he does this. I mean, fourth quarter, we literally watched play after play where Giannis, Perk, you said it today, most dominant player in the NBA, shoving the ball into his chest.
As he should have.
Saying, hey, take us home. This is what we waited for. He delivered. My goodness. This was way too early for me to even fathom.
And she was so excited about this. Chanae takes copious notes for every single show. Tommy, if I could have camera four, please. She was so excited about this that she didn't even need, if you
no notes, but
because Richard completely
screwed up. Look what Richard did. I have, like.
No, you don't need. I'm just testing you. You don't need these notes. It's a white screen and ain't gonna show up.
Like literally the whole show trying to
you don't need that.
Sabotage.
No.
It's not sabotage. I just believe in your prep. You don't need that stuff.
Richard, I believe in your prep. Who was your winner of the week?
The Celtics. The reason why the Celtics were my winner of the week is because of this. They were of all of the teams that I was able to. That's disrespectful. You ain't riding on my baldy. Come on, Matt. I got that insured last week. Come on.
So, insured what?
Like, come on, man.
Go ahead, man.
I'm trying to, bro. This is why the Celtics, I don't care about Perk going. This is why I think the Celtics won. The reason why the Celtics won, of all the great teams that had big acquisitions, they were the first one that was like, oh, wow, this actually could be bigger and better than what we thought. We knew Dane could go for 40. We know that that's what he can do. It was great to see that, but Perk, I'm going to leave you with 10 seconds, so give me 20 more.
We knew Dane could go for 40, but the fact that he actually had to go for 39 on his debut with the Bucks, because Giannis, Hakeem, Olajuwon workouts wasn't working throughout the course of the game. And Dame Dollar took it over with money-making Middleton on the bench because of minute restrictions.
That's what
won the week.
That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. Everybody, enjoy tonight.
See you guys tomorrow.
And we will see you on
See you guys tomorrow. See you guys.